that balloon and knot it. You blow it up, I'll knot it. All right, we're going to do a little illustration here this morning with the message. But Barb, thank you so much for sharing and just being real and honest. And what the reason I said being real and honest, you know, sometimes when we go to share our testimony, we just share all the good things and life is good and life is easy and the life is, but the reality of life is it's not always easy. And balloons fly all over the place. And that's okay. Blow it up and then I'll knot it. But that's the reality of life. It's not always easy. But God gives us strength to go through it. So thank you for being honest. That's good. Let's try it that way. You can sit down for now. I'll get you back up in a little bit. So, I'm going to do this real quick here in about 15 minutes, and the title of the message this morning is Important Things First. And so just thinking of ending 2020, starting 2021, and a lot of people do, I mean, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm not here to say there's a right or wrong of setting New Year's goals, but for me and just processing that, I'm looking at 2021, and I'm like, you know what, I want to do the important things first. The things that really matter. Because when you look at specifically 2021, let's just use that as an example. Looking at the things, would I redo some things? Yeah, I would. The important things that I did, would I redo? The foundational things that are really important, would I redo them? Probably not. So what are the important things in life? And so I'm going to read three passages here. And I'll just read them. I was going to maybe get someone else, different people to come up, but I'll just do it here for sake of time this morning. And that's Matthew 22. I'm going to read three stories, and I want you to pick out something that all three of these stories have in common. Okay? Matthew 22, 36 to 40. Actually, I'm going to go 34 to 40 on this one. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, talking about Jesus, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said, "You shall love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it." Jesus gave him two. He only asked for one. Jesus gave him two, and he said, "Then, and also you shall love," the second's like it, "you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the laws and the prophets." Mark 12, 28 to 34. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Then one of the scribes came and heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well. Ask him, talking about Jesus, "What is the first commandment of all?" Jesus said, "The first of all the commandments is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandments greater than these.'" Luke chapter 10, 25 to 37. "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' He said, 'What is written in the law? What is your reading?' So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.' And he said, 'You answered rightly. Do this and you will live.' But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, 'And who's my neighbor?' Good question. Jesus answered and said, 'A certain man went down from Jericho to Jerusalem and fell among the thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, he came and looked and passed by the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him. Whatever you spend, when I come again, I will repay you." So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, "He who showed him mercy." Then Jesus said, "Go and do likewise." So, what's something common in those three stories? Tell me, what was a common thing in those three stories? Loving your neighbors yourself, okay? Very good, you're right. Something else, there's more than that. Love the Lord with all your heart, absolutely. That's another one. You guys are both right. Is there another one? There is another one. The law. Yeah, it did. The other one that I'm getting at is there's a question in all three of them. The first two is, what is the greatest commandment? The third one in Luke is, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That question is a very important question. So when we think about important things first, let's ask these important questions. What is the greatest commandment? What do you need to do to inherit eternal life was his question. That's an important question. And so if it's such an important question, let's take time for the important things in our life. The third one in Luke, the thing, what must I do to inherit eternal life, is a very good question. And every person needs to ask that question. Take time. In the midst of your situations, this is an important question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? In Acts 16, the Philippian jailer asked that same question. And thinking about, you know, for those of us that, if you were participating in what Seth was asking of us, you know, we read through Luke and then we read through Acts. And when you get into Acts chapter 16, you have the story of Paul and Silas being thrown into jail. And they get their legs are in stocks, the Bible says. And at midnight, they're singing and they're praying. And then there's an earthquake. And everything gets shaken off of them and they become free. And they get up and the Philippian jailer has his sword out and he's about to cut himself. This story's in Acts 16. And he's about to kill himself with his sword. And Paul says, "Wait a second, we're still here." Because for them, if your jailers escape, you're going to be killed anyway. So the Philippian jailer is just like, "Wow, just kill myself." Paul says, "Wait, no, we're all still here." And in verse 30 of that chapter, the Philippian jailer asks this question. And this is an important question. Very important question. He asks Paul and Silas, he says, "What must I do to be saved?" What must I do to be saved? And their answer was, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your house will be saved." And in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10, it says, "For by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of your works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God hath prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." So in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, the firmament, the grass, trees, sun, moon, stars. God created things in the beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 26, he created man. And we talked about it in Sunday school. We were created in the image of God. So we're created in the image of God. And also here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says this: "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So, you and me are God's workmanship. We are created by God. Genesis 1, after God created things, after he created them, he said, it was good. And so when God creates things, he does things good. He does them right. He has purposes for it. He has plans for it. He doesn't just create things for no reason. And so me and you, this verse says that we are his workmanship created by God for good works. So something that is very important for us to recognize is to realize that we are created by God. We are his workmanship. And when God creates something, he has a plan for it and he has a purpose for it. God does not create things just to be wasted. And so this morning, just looking at 2021, coming into 2021, God has a purpose and a plan for you. We're his workmanship. We're created in his image. He created us. And there's no doubt in my mind that he knew when he created us that 2021 is going to be part of our life. And so there's a plan. God has a plan for us in 2021. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about that. I know the plans for you, declares the Lord. And I know I preached on that a little while ago. That verse, let's not take that out of context. Because God says very clearly, I know the plans I have for you. It's simply God saying, I know the plans I have for you. And they're to prosper and to give you hope in the future, etc. Next week, Lord willing, next week, we'll talk about, I'm planning to talk about, how do we find God's plan? How do we know what God's plan is? And look at some, probably specifically Old Testament characters on just learning the will of God and how they heard from God. So maybe that'll be next week. But so we know that God has a plan for us. Coming into 2021, God has a plan for us. And so we want to agree with that. But there's someone else that also has a plan for us. Satan also has a plan for us. And it's completely opposite of God's. Satan's plan for us in 2021 is to destroy you. Not only to destroy you, to destroy your marriage, to destroy your family, to destroy your home. That's Satan's agenda. So we have, there's two different, complete opposite plans for your life. God has a plan for your life, but I believe Satan has a plan for your life as well. So how are we going to do in 2021 that we end 2021 well? And that's by putting the important things first in your life, making them priority. So we're going to do an illustration here. Isaiah, come on up here in about 5 minutes here. I think it may take a little more than this. So I have a jar here, just an empty ball jar, and a bunch of different obstacles. I have 20 ounces of water. We have a little Lego house that Isaiah and Grayson built. We have a balloon. We have some rocks, spoons, and sticks. And do you guys think all this stuff will fit in this jar? Isaiah, do you think all this stuff fits in this jar? No. Okay, Isaiah says no. I'm going to say yeah. We tried this last night, so we both know the answer of whether they all fit in this or not. We both know the right answer, by the way. But Isaiah says no, and I'm going to say yeah. So this is God's plan for your life, this jar. And so we're going to see if we can put all these obstacles in here. So talking about important things first, we want to put in the most important things in here first, right? Okay. So now we're going to start, and we're just going to see what we can do here. And I'm going to start with the rocks, because those don't have a whole lot of the balloon won't fit. The Lego house There's no way that's going to fit. So let's start with stuff that does fit. We'll start with the rocks. We'll put the two big rocks on the bottom. No, that's pretty tough. All right, so they fit. So we got two rocks in there. That's pretty big. And how about we just try to start putting some of these little sticks in here. A couple little rocks. Okay, we're doing pretty good so far because we got a lot of the stuff in already. We only have three more things to go. Now this doesn't go in, it's just the water. So we got a lot of stuff already in here, right? But now, do you think we can get this thing in? How is this thing going to get in? Does anyone have any idea how we could fit this thing in here? Taking it apart. Do you think it'll fit in if we take it apart? Okay, Isaiah, go ahead. You start taking it apart. We're going to start taking it apart. Grayson, do you want to come help? Okay, we're going to start taking this thing apart. And Isaiah is exactly right. He said, put the most important piece in first, which is probably the biggest piece, right? So we're going to take this thing and see if that one fits in there, which it does. And Isaiah's going to see if we can't get that house fit in there. And we're going to see if that thing fits in. Now, do you think it'll fit in if we take it apart? Yeah. There's some times in our lives, us as people, we build a little something on our own. We spend time, we spend energy, and we think this house, this little thing, is really cool. But it's not God's agenda. And so it doesn't fit in. And so sometimes we need to take away and take apart some of our plans and ideas in order to fit into God's plan. And so that's what he's doing there. It'll fit in. And so for us, when you're looking at God's plan for your life in 2021, it may be that God says, you know what? There's something that you built, but my plan, it doesn't fit in my plan. So you need to take it apart. And when you take it apart piece by piece, it'll fit in. And so that's what we're doing with the house. And Isaiah's working on that. All right. Okay, do you think we can get the water in there? The 20 ounces of water. We have 20 ounces of water. Do you think that'll fit in? You think it will? All right, he's almost done here. Maybe we can get some of these, stick some of these guys in here yet. Several more. Maybe we could shake it up a little bit. And so far we're good. All right, Isaiah, dump the water and see if the water fits in there yet. So God's plan for your life is getting pretty full. Ounces of water, there you go. All right, so we have everything in except this balloon. Do you think we can get this balloon in? Yeah, how do we get the balloon in? Pop it. All right, pop it and see if it fits in. Whoops. Just try to pop it somehow. Here, maybe we just tear it. There we go. Little piece. Did we get the balloon in? The balloon fits in as well. This is God's plan for our life for 2021. A completely full life. And I really believe this is his plan for your life as well. That you live it to the fullest. But you know, sometimes we're like a balloon as well. We have our own ideas. And it may be big. It may look big. But yet it's not God's plan for our life. And in order for it to fit in God's plan for our life, it has to be popped. And that actually happened to me. You can sit down, Isaiah. I was thinking about that specifically when I was 19, before I moved to Georgia for Choice Books. I had in my mind what I'm going to do with my life. I had a plan for it. I had the balloon all blown up. And to me, it looked like a great idea of what I wanted to do with my life. And that was to move north, to move up to Canada. That's what I wanted to do. But nothing was working out. And so I came to the point to where I said, God, I said, okay, God, nothing is working. Or that door isn't open up. My balloon isn't being, it's not gone. It's not working. So I said, okay, God, I will go wherever you want me to go. 2 weeks later, I had a phone call to move the opposite direction, which was south. And a lot of you know this story, down to Georgia. In the hot Atlanta, Choice Books, in a van, sweated bullets. I still remember in the back of my van sometimes sitting there pulling books, just sweating, just, you know, because it gets hot in Georgia sometimes. But that was completely opposite of my plan. But my plan as a balloon didn't fit in God's plan. When I popped it, it did. There's no doubt in my mind that was God's will in my life to be down there. No doubt. And so coming into 2021 here and just wrapping this up, God has a full year planned for you. I know he does. And when we do things God's way, when we put the important things in first, it's going to fill up. What were the first two things that we put in here? Do you remember? What are the two hardest things to get in here? What were they, Miguel? The rocks. I used two rocks for this reason. The stories we read in earlier, the lawyers asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? And he gave them two things. And I see them as being the two main rocks down here that are in the bottom. These two rocks would have not fit in after you put anything else in. You know, the sticks and the spoons and the forks all went in on an angle and took up space. You wouldn't have got those rocks down in there. The rocks needed to go in first. Two big rocks. The two greatest commandments. We're talking about putting in important things first. The two greatest commandments are loving God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, loving your neighbor as yourself. Those are two important things going into 2021 that we need to learn to do. Let's do the important things first going into this year, and those are two of them. Loving God isn't something that you feel. Loving your neighbor isn't something that you feel, it's something you do. So let's do it. I'm going to end with a quote that I think if we would do this, it would radically, if people around the world would do this, the world would radically be changed. If we would do it in America, America would be changed radically. If we do it in Pennsylvania or even in Lancaster, it would radically change this, Lancaster. If we do this more as a church, it'll change our church. If you do this more in your home, it's going to change your home. Here's the quote. When you find time on your hands, put them together in prayer. It's not very long. When you find time on your hands, put them together in prayer. You know what we do now when we have time on our hands? Whoop. We're talking about putting important things first. Which is more important? When you have time on your hands to be praying for your family or to be reading the news or social media? I read the news. I read social media. Is it the most important thing in my life? No. So if I spend more of my time reading that than I do the Word of God or praying, I'm not putting the most important things first. And so starting this year, I want to put the most important things first. Bless you guys. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to get, we have fellowship meal. So please stay for the food. And again, I know 2021, God has a full year plan for you. Let's do it right. It'll all fit in. He gives you the ability and the time. He gives you enough abilities and enough of time. We have enough of time to do God's will. We do. He doesn't give us more than we can handle. And so let's start this year and live this year with that in mind. So bless you guys. We're going to pray. We're also going to pray for the food. Thank you so much for coming. Bless you. Please stay for the food and just enjoy the fellowship. So, Father in heaven, thank you so much that you're God. And Lord, I want to thank you for your plan, for your purposes that you have for us for 2021 as we start this year. We don't know if we'll be here in a year from now. We don't know that, but you do. But Lord, as we begin, we know we're here. We're all here today. And since we're here today, we have life, we have breath that you have, that you're giving us. I believe there's a plan, there's a purpose that you have for us. And Father, we want to live life to the fullest. We want to do the best. And Father, we don't want to live 2021 with regrets. And so Father, in order to live a life with no regrets, it's going to mean putting the important things first. So Father, reveal to us things that are important and give us the courage to do the important things first. And obviously, Father, we talked about two of the main ones is to love you with all our heart, with all our mind, our soul, our strength, and to love our neighbors, ourselves. Father, teach us how to do that better. And Lord, I know there's a lot of other things that you have plans and purposes for each one of us here this morning. Father, maybe some of us have a balloon that, you know, we think is just full of great ideas, full of things that we want to do, but they don't fit in your plan. And so, Lord, if that needs to be popped, I'm asking that you would pop it so it fits into your plans. Father, maybe we built a little house out of a little box. We took time and energies and we built this little box on our own, thinking that this is something we really want to do, but it doesn't fit into your plan. And Lord, if it needs dismantling, I'm asking, Father, that we could take it apart and so it fits into your plan. Lord, we want to live for your glory. We want to live for your purposes and for your plans. Lord, thank you for the food we're about to eat. I pray a blessing on the food and the fellowship. Lord, that this could just be a day of encouragement, a day of iron sharpening iron. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our hearts. Thank you for what you're going to do this year. Lord, I pray that as a church, we would not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season, we will reap if we don't faint. I pray a blessing on each person that's here, each person that's listening. God, you're good. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.